Welcome to our first official episode here on Having Words. How exciting. I'm Josh, and with me are two of the most fresh-faced people I could find on Sunday evening.
Now it's I am.
Tom, you are now.
I'm shaven.
Tom and Aiden.
Yo.
Which one's which? Do a voice thing. Who's Tom? No one speaks. And who's Aiden?
You didn't do it. I'm Aiden. And
or who's... are you Tom?
What, Tom?
Who knows? Find out next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm Aiden.
I'm Tom.
Be sure to stick around today's episode because we'll be discussing a range of interesting topics and finishing with some competitive games. Ooh, to find out who's going to be the winner of today's episode and claim an exclusive episode title not yet generated.
Wait, we pick the title?
Basically, I'll explain later.
We're not told anything.
I don't tell you guys anything.
It's exciting, though.
It's exciting, it's thrilling. First off, how are you, T?
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm alright. Yeah,
not bad. Good week, Sunday.
Pretty busy for both of us, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Stressful week. But it's Sunday. Every time someone makes you like a bacon sandwich at home.
Right, who makes you a bacon sandwich?
My mother.
Oh,
my
wow.
My brother's girlfriend. My nan.
They all seem to be females, if you ask me.
Well, my brother can't cook, so he's not going to be seen.
Are you saying men are incapable?
That's what
I'm
it sounds
saying
like.
That. I'm saying my brother is incapable.
Are you assuming your brother's gender?
But
we live in the 21st
I don't
want to
turn this
century.
Weird, but I've seen his penis, so I'm pretty convinced he's a dude.
Weird.
Weird. Explain the story.
What the heck?
In detail.
Please.
Size.
I don't know, he's like four. I don't know.
Wait.
He's like a four.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, God, no!
No, I'm talking when we were little, like 10,
how
15
little?
Years ago. Shut up. I don't remember what I said. Yeah.
Were you on holiday?
We've been on holiday together before.
No.
Why didn't you invite us?
This is like 10 years ago.
Where were we?
We also had penises to share.
We also had to share, excuse me.
To
share.
Share.
Sorry, you weren't invited to my fam holiday, like, to Silsy. Ages
crap!
Holiday!
To
Silsy!
Me.
Bun leisure, mate.
What does that mean?
It was like a caravan park.
Highly
recommend it. You get you get like a bunny mascot on stage.
You get a what?
Evening entertainment.
Oh, you get
Buster the bunny, mate. And you can play bingo.
No, it's a really sad, sweaty dude in that costume.
But as a kid, I was like, it's Buster Bunny. And his girlfriend came along, Bella. And I used to have a little party and used to. Did you never do like camping caravan holidays?
I went on good holidays.
I went to the centre parks.
Oh, God!
Actually!
That's a really good holiday, though.
What, Centre Parks is great.
Have you ever been?
No.
He hasn't, has he?
Okay, bad measure. And you know the episode of Inbetweeners where they go to Canberra Sands?
Yeah.
So they also have a mascot, but it's a dinosaur, right? Or like a dragon, I didn't really know.
What, is this Badlands?
No, this is Canberra Sands. Let me finish it. So I had some Haribo, and as a kid, like, I didn't realise it was a mascot. I was like, oh my God, it's a real... Obviously, you know, giant teddy bear thing. So he had his mouth open. His
How
costume.
Old were you?
I can't remember. Maybe like 6, 7.
And you saw your brother's penis.
Right, so I had Haribo.
That fateful day.
I had Haribo.
Yep.
Rub it in.
And I wanted to give him one. So I went over, it's like, you know, do you want it? And I offered it to him.
And he got it out.
And he was like, oh, he was like waving his hands, like covering his mouth, like, oh, no, I don't want it. And then I basically just got closer to him and went, oh, thanks. Didn't speak, obviously, but then he put it in
cheers,
mouth.
Mate. Yeah.
Cheers, mate. So he put it in, like, the fake mouth. And then we went back, like, a few months later.
What do you mean,
like,
the fake mouth? Oh, we're talking about the mascot,
yeah.
Not the brother.
And I realised that it was fake, because the next year, the next time I went, the milk
there.
Bottle was
still
in his
no!
mouth. And I was like, Mum, that Harry bar I gave him still in there. And she's like,
Should have gone up and been like, you know, eat that.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
You're
mate. Making a meal of that, yeah. That one milk bottle that I gave you.
Oh, he hated his job.
I'm sure he did.
Or she.
Meanwhile's in Centre Parks.
We didn't have mascots.
We had a wave machine.
Oh, we did.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember.
We didn't. Tom and I didn't go together.
We should have done, actually.
We should have done.
We had rapids.
The rapids were a lot better at Centre Parks.
We're from the UK. For any viewers which are not in the UK.
Butlins, of course we are.
Try and... Well, they might not know what Butlins is, so Tom, could you give a... No, Aiden, give a glorified description of what Butlins is.
Well...
It's going to be hard,
even as
it?
A kid, I was like...
No.
This is great. Man, I don't know. They have a swimming pool, but there's a hint of AIDS in there, I'm sure of
I'm sure there is. Is it green?
Not quite. The amount of chlorine.
Well, don't swallow it. And you look over all these kids and it's swimming around.
Well, I was drinking it.
I was one of them. So.
You come screeching out of the pool. Limbs like some kind of, hanging off.
Like some kind of Chernobyl experiment.
Coming the parents like, what do you mean?
Kill me.
He drank the water. No!
Should we go to Butlins? I think we should do that.
Should we work at Butlins for a summer?
Should we go to Butlins and then we'll have an up-to-date review for next time?
Cuts to next week. We went to Butlins and now we're all diagnosed with obesity.
Super gonorrhea.
Wait.
I like Butlins, though. It sounded like we're giving it a bad rap, I like Butlins.
We've never been.
Well, I liked it. I don't know if I'd still like it. So it's like a working-class Centre Parks for the U2.
Yep.
You won't get cycling around the woods and all that.
So you wouldn't see deer just frolicking across
you
the road.
You might see children.
Yeah,
see
like mummy, a half-dead rat.
I'm not infected.
Yeah.
Bandersnatch. Aiden, you've seen it now.
I watched it, yeah.
With me.
That wasn't this week, though.
That wasn't this
Wait,
week.
Wait, did you watch it?
Yeah, with me.
Did you not watch it?
No.
Well, the actor in it, Will Poulter.
Sandra
The one who was the famous one.
Oh, yeah. Eyebrows Kid.
Eyebrows
Oh,
Kid.
Eyebrows Kid. Eyebrows Kid.
That's what everyone does.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about the news about him this week?
No.
Well, I think it was last week.
What's he done?
He is off Twitter because of the bullying and harassment he got by people calling him ugly.
Oh.
That's really sad.
So he put up a post. Yeah, it's really sad. He put up a post just being like, I'm off of here for my own mental health.
Social media is a horrible, horrible thing sometimes.
Yeah. It's a beautifully disgusting thing.
It's just a product of the day and age we live in, and unfortunately it just gives kids, young kids obviously especially, well, teenagers as well, just that sort of access to other opinions and the real world really quickly and really early on. And it just, it's a bit sad really.
Well,
I think
it's worse especially for teenagers when they see all these like really successful people on there and they're constantly comparing day-to-day experiences with the same experiences they've had, but they kind of like advertise it as like the best thing in the world. So like, their trip to Butlins will be the best thing in the world.
Yeah,
they'll go to Butlins and they'll be like, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's not quite what they expected, and then their expectations are just crushed
or manipulated.
Or they basically get a fake idea of what life is actually like. I don't really post anything on social media.
You don't?
I'm pretty inactive.
Yeah.
The only times you have are when I encourage you to post.
That's true. Literally, that's it. I used to use Facebook when I first signed up. It was like a Farmville, that sort of thing.
Farmville.
Oh, that was solid.
Farmville, and there was like a restaurant one, and you can make your own little restaurant, and you could like, obviously someone could send you like gifts, so you get a new chair put in your restaurant. They'd probably... Just on an app store now, you probably play it totally separate.
I never played many of them, only Farmville, because obviously I was at Centre Parks.
Creating a farm.
Creating a farm, an actual farm.
With your up-to-date iPhone.
With my up-to-date iPhone.
Wi-Fi.
iPhone 3GS.
Oh,
yeah.
That bad boy. When that came out, I was like, oh my God, this is the future. It's so chunky.
With your brother's dick
on that. No!
What? This is the future.
Hold it.
Oh no.
For the last 3 weeks,
we've
been doing URF Radio, University Radio Falmer,
which has been great.
It was so much fun.
Great, I enjoyed
that.
I loved it.
We had a little surprise from you.
12
little
listeners.
Surprise. Yeah,
sneaked us in there. Well, you made us unaware. Come down
until Aiden realised. Hang on a minute. What's
going
on here?
Wait a minute. This isn't the recording studio. He's like, we're on radio in 5 minutes. I was like,
Aiden went bright red. Tom was like, no, we can do this.
Consent.
We got this.
If you want to hear the full story, check out episode 1 of Having Words.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Speaking of Twitter as well, have you guys seen the whole Piers Morgan, Greg's...
Oh, vegan sausage rolls. I've heard about it. I know nothing about it, though. I think he was just getting salty.
Well, all he does is
he
piggybacks, basically, on whatever is hot at the moment, whatever's in like the public eye, and he'll come up with a counter argument to what everyone else is saying just to stay relevant. It's his whole thing. So he feeds off all of the people saying, Piers Morgan is being ridiculous or just blah 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 blah, he's being insensitive and stuff, because that's what he does. He does it to stay relevant and keep in a job.
Yeah, it's working.
And it does work every time. Well, he was in charge of, was it The Sun or The Daily Mail or News of the World? I can't remember. It was part of the scandal where he was authorising people to hack some of his journalists, because he was in charge of whatever newspaper it was, to hack into people's voicemails, like celebrities. And he was part of that, and obviously that all went shit, and they got in a lot of trouble, and he maybe got fined or something.
He was sacked from the Daily Mirror,
That was it. And then now that's sort of forgotten about, but he is genuinely a bit of a bumhole.
He's an interesting, he's an interesting guy, because it's also like in an age of fake news and liars and like glorified personalities, he is somebody who, he says his opinion. Sure, most of the time his opinion is controversial, but he says his opinion and he's honest about it, which is kind of refreshing but also annoying.
It's true. It's true. He doesn't follow the mould, does he?
No.
No, I like it, but the way he goes about it, I don't like. He's very aggressive to any other... He's very closed.
Yeah.
Once he's got his opinion, that's it. He won't... He doesn't see the logic on the other side.
That is kind of social media's bad points really coming out, isn't it? It's just, it's people like that literally feeding off hatred and negativity and putting like oxygen to the fire, really. That's all he's doing.
Have you guys heard about crab mentality?
Crab mentality?
No.
What is that?
Okay, from initial impressions, what do you think that is?
Crab mentality.
Nice.
So crabs can only walk sideways.
Well, not all of them. Rainbow crabs.
What do rainbow crabs do?
But it's not called rainbow crab mentality, so I'm going to stick to my original point. When people think crabs, they think sideways walking.
Yeah.
So, I reckon instead of working through a problem directly, you sidestep it and go around it. Mentality. Avoidance.
I mean, I was shaking my head. I was like, he's coming up with something ridiculous.
Tom
here.
Was laughing. Mutefully laughing.
Yes, that's the
best like
way.
I think
that's a better thing than what it actually is.
Oh, so it's
like
not
that.
Right.
It's not right.
Not right? Oh,
you were wrong, but I like that. I'm going to start using that.
I'm going to go with something different.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Crabs.
Yep, okay, well.
They have pincers.
Yes.
Right. No, I got nothing. What is it?
come on, what is
basically,
it?
I found this out this week, and I had to Google it to make sure it's legit. When crabs are obviously fish, they're put in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
All these, like, so many crabs put in buckets. And if one crab can't get out, crab mentality means he will hold down the other crabs because he can't get out.
What?
That's
so
brutal.
There are some incredible videos of... I'll put it on the Facebook page at Having Words Podcast. Literally. It's incredible because you see these videos of these crabs. They attempt to get out, realise they can't get out, and then holding down these other crabs that are trying to, like...
Going down with them.
Literally.
Don't they help each other?
If they work together, they would, but that's crab mentality.
So it's the opposite of ant mentality.
Oh, yeah. Well,
have you seen that? When they build little bridges and they walk across their mates.
They have a proper society, though, don't they? They obviously have, like, a queen. They have, like, patriarchs and other, like, lower levels. Like,
jesters.
Knights, almost. Yeah, jesters.
What, really?
Peasants.
So, look, you own a little bit of ant land.
Oh,
little peasant ants come over, that. Like, oh, biscuit crumb. He's like... Go away.
You see the queen like wave her hand. No,
be gone. On the side. Yeah. Well, I think they're very communist because they American ants.
Oh my god.
They share everything. They all work together, and you know it's all like a team.
Yeah,
just like how we are.
A team.
Yeah, we're a team.
But yeah, that is literally the opposite. Like crab mentality is I'm going down with you. If I'm going down, you're coming down with me.
I like brilliant. It.
And ants is if I'm going down, good luck, guys. Use my body as food.
Yeah. That's what they will do, yeah. It's brilliant.
That's crazy. I think it's called Ants World on YouTube that I follow, and he has... Well, why are you smiling?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Look, hear me out. It's this guy that owns these like so many different species of ants and all these containers, and he just like he walks through like what their lives and stuff.
Accountant. Grinding away.
Say, does he have a girlfriend? Or...
I don't know. He has an ant.
He has
a few ants.
He has an aunt. But it's so interesting because, like, he fuses two tribes together, like the fire red ants, you know, the scary ones.
Yeah, they're tribes,
and, like,
aren't they?
Yeah,
they're literally tribes.
And then another tribe or something, and he came out the next day, and it looked like there'd been a war. There was dead ants everywhere.
Yeah, they have wars. They
it
do.
It was literally crazy.
Can you imagine watching it?
That sounds interesting.
Like
I laughed at first. I retract that.
Check it out. Check it out because it's really interesting. Ants World or something. I'll put it on our Facebook page.
It's a really weird thing to discover, though. How'd you discover that?
Well, the ants YouTube.
A YouTube video dedicated to ants.
Well, okay, so you know Vsauce. Hey guys, hey Michael guys. Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, YouTube's like algorithm shows that I like interesting science videos. So obviously that popped up, and it was like. What this ant does what?
Oh no, you won't believe what happens 4 minutes in.
And like he feeds them and he watches the ants work together to bring it across.
Yeah, they've only got only a couple of them actually walk out and get the food.
Yeah, like they scout out.
The rest of them like do other stuff around there. They send out like scouts to bring the food. Yeah. Out. Or like they'll do it in like a conveyor belt system where they just
I've seen that.
That's really cool.
So cool. Meanwhile, crabs, stay down!
You'll die with me!
It's messed up. Like, definitely check out the videos.
Nature is metal, man.
Speaking of weird nature, do you guys know about the weird thing which I think spread around Facebook this week about tortoises?
No.
And about how some breed.
Oh, I know this.
You know it?
I think it's a Chinese turtle breathes through its
bum.
Bum. I didn't know what word to use. Yeah, but imagine that.
Because of how its shell's made.
Well, can it breathe through its mouth as well?
Some can both ways.
Yeah, both.
So you see it dipping its bum and then dipping its face in the water to get...
I wish I could do that.
Yeah?
But it smells like you already can.
Well, yeah.
You talk so much shit.
Yeah.
So why have they evolved to do that, though?
Because of how their shells are made.
Yeah.
It means that there wasn't enough room for their lungs to be a certain size or something. Or it was easier, actually, to use the anus as the breathing.
Mm. Nice.
I thought it would be because maybe they, like, float on top of the surface and eat, like, fish that are just under, so they have to go, like, and they could spend a lot of time, like,
dipping face their down, head in. Yeah. Ass up.
And they could that's the way we like to swim. Why is it that one specific turtle that can do that?
That one species.
What a flex.
Why not all of
What's
them?
He doing? They're like, guys, I've just figured out something.
What? And I'm going to hold my breath. Yeah. Oh, God, you've been going for hours. How are you doing this? He points towards his anus. Go around there. Oh, my God.
It's like, what a flex. Like, how did he figure out to do that? And then his kids inherited it. He's like, oh.
Hey, lads,
leave them behind.
It would have only been one to start with that could do that, because it would have been a mutation.
Somehow that was beneficial.
Then they all probably would have been laughing at him, like, well, look at this fucking dickhead, like, breathing through his arsehole. And everybody else is like, I'm breathing through my mouth. And then they all die, because their lungs are destroyed or whatever. And this one with an arse that it breathes through, got loads of kids and everything, is like... Yeah.
Hey, maybe he just used it to pull all the girls at like turtle parties.
Oh yeah.
Like, here's my party trick, check it out.
Do animals do anal? Yeah. Oh no, dogs do.
Yeah, dogs do.
Do they? Oh.
I think some do it as like a dominance.
You have
thing.
A dog talk. Yeah, it's a dominance thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty savage.
Dog does it to me all the time.
You don't have a dog. You don't have a dog.
Wait, what? No, I don't have a dog. I want a dog.
Yeah? What breed would you get? Big dog, small dog? They're the two breeds.
Big dog. Big dog.
I'd get a German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. They're so cool.
Same.
That's cute.
They're so, like, nice. And I'd get one, you know, like the fluffy ones. I wouldn't get, like, a wiry one. I'd
Isn't
get,
it like an Alsatian?
Well, they're like the same thing. The long-haired one. Yeah. I'd get the long-haired one.
Breathe through its
I love their ears. They're so cute.
You've got a Labrador.
You've got a dog.
I have a Labrador.
They're just reliable.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're reliable. He's got a moustache.
He is does it, have a
Wait, you say he's a Labradoodle?
Yeah.
Is it true that they don't molt?
Half of them do, half don't.
And which half...
And I have the one that does.
And I have all of the ones that don't. Oh, no.
It's ridiculous. Like, they're supposed to be hypoallergenic dogs.
Yeah, so
dogs.
You can't be allergic. Yeah.
So that, you can have them if you're allergic to dogs, for
example.
Because they're not supposed to molt.
Yeah, but this one fucking does everywhere.
How is it a dog's cooler than us?
I don't know, mate. Maybe it's because they don't talk. Is that the silent, I think strong type?
I would be a lot cooler if I didn't speak.
You would
sometimes,
be.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I breathe through my anus.
Breathe in. Speaking of talking,
we've done enough.
You've done enough. I realise that I can do accents.
No, you can't. I've heard you. You have two accents. You have.
Let him
You're
speak.
Normal. Go on then. Give me. I'll let him go.
One of them. So I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld, and Seinfeld's Jerry Seinfeld, the guy that does the B movie. He's Barry B. have you seen the B movie?
No.
Have you not?
No.
You might recognise the voice. Yeah. Give me a line to say, like a typical B movie line, like.
Bees make honey.
Bees make honey.
Is that quite good?
Bees make honey.
It sounds good. It sounds like it's proper. Well, I don't really know.
I know who makes it. Now, okay, I hate to burst your bubble. It's not really an accent, is it? It's an impression.
Yeah, that is an impression.
Okay, you're right.
But it's still good, though.
It's a good impression. Next time, I mean, you
I'm not taking it away. It's a good impression. It's just not.
You can finally do, like, an Australian accent now, a little bit. Hello, I'm Australian. My name is Joshua. And
there's a lot of effort in there.
No, yeah. No, there isn't.
It's not very, it's not very strange.
Isn't any...
Oh, I think I can do a pretty good one myself.
Well, you just sound like that. Well, who's that guy?
That's South African, mate. That's very South.
South African.
That's South African.
Black and white. I am that guy from Avengers.
What?
Kronk or whatever.
How about a little rock paper scissors joke?
Dude, oh, that's good, man.
Do that. Do that. Fuck off, ghost or whatever.
Piss off, ghost.
That was really good, man.
Thanks.
Tom,
what you got? What you got?
Well, you've done like the. The key ones.
Bees!
I don't know, like Welsh.
Oh no, I can't do Welsh. I can do a Scottish one, alright?
Go on then.
Alright, Mel Gibson, I'm gonna channel it. Oh. My inner Braveheart. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's good, I like the
borderline.
Borderline is kind of a bit sketchy, isn't it?
Oh, I liked it, it was good.
May I take your order? What about Batman?
I'm in there. My parents died.
That's all he says.
That's giving it. He needs to see like a therapist or say. He embraces his fear and like brings out other people's and then like beats them up and stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I wish
hangs
I could do
upside down over buildings. Don't drop me or.
Don't drop me!
Are you talking about the Joker? When he gets hung out outside the building.
And then he can't do it, can he?
Hee hee, Batman, like, do it!
My family did.
You want to know how I got these scars?
My family died. They got shot. Oh, we did. Can we trust me?
Do you know the disease called... let me try and pronounce it.
All right, go on.
Elephantitis.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Do you know it, Tom?
I don't know it.
Aiden does. Explain it to Tom.
So it's common in, like, older women...
It's
where you get a build-up of lymph fluid in... So when you're older, your circulation's not as good. Basically, it's in, like, the veins have lymph channels running through them. So it's like liquid. It's like water to hydrate all the cells, right?
Okay.
So when you're older and you're not as active and you're not walking, because that's how the blood gets from your feet back, it, like, squeezes up the veins like that because they don't pump. It, like, squeezes it up when you walk. So you get a build-up where you're not as active and you get... like cankles, you know, where you have no definition between like your calf and your foot. It's just like a
tube,
just a big one. Mm. So it looks like an elephant foot. Is that right?
That is right. But the thing is, you can get it in other parts of your body. Ooh. So earlier,
how do I?
Well,
how do I get it in one specific area?
My big toe.
Let's just say I want an elephant trunk in my pants.
Oh, your nose.
Ever since that day with your brother.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Earlier this week in the news, I think it was a lion and he had elephantitis or whatever in his tongue.
Oh no.
And so it was this massive tongue. But you can get it in your legs, your genitals, your breasts, your arm.
You can do it. Awesome.
You can do it.
Genitals.
The look of excitement on your face.
Imagine if it went to like your scrotum though.
I don't think it would be good in general, even if it was on your penis.
Yeah, where would you like to get it and where would you least like to get it?
I'd like to get it anywhere, really.
Ideally not. I'll get it in my biceps. I'd be like, hey.
Yeah, but doesn't it look all like discoloured and like horrible?
Yeah, but if you just wear a nice shirt, a nice form-fitting shirt, they'll have no idea.
It was a bear.
Oh, my days.
It's going to be on our Facebook page.
How did they not spot this, by the way? How did it get this bad?
Literally, that is what...
Is that bear okay?
That's what it does.
Oh, that's really sad, though.
We're about to take a break. We'll be back after we get some refreshments of our shared water bottle on the table.
Yay!
Woo, thank you. Na-na-na-na! Guess what siren that was?
What siren was it?
Competition time!
What? Oh! Competition
damn.
Time.
Weekly, or whenever these come out, we're going to do a little competition between you two.
Weekly.
That's the aim. We're going to do a little competition between you two. And
friendly.
Friendly competition between you two. And we're going to base it around a certain like genre of game. Today's game is going to be three games, so trying to get a feel for each one of them.
A good feel.
And what are you competing for?
I don't know.
Dignity.
What are we
Money! No.
Money.
Ow.
Money! Money!
Bring out the money!
Bring out the woman! It's for a title. I randomly generate an adjective and we add it to like Tom the Grey, Aiden the Willing, or whatever. It's really.
Aiden the Willing.
But the twist is, so you win it for each episode, so it's an episode exclusive title. The twist is, I generate it after the games, so the title might be a really bad title and you've won that. So yeah, we're going to start with round one.
What was that?
I want to add little sound effects as well.
Please
add it in a post-editing.
We get carried away with
post-production, we do. I get carried away with it.
You get carried away. You'll find out in episode...
Episode two was the
Josh
one where...
Josh discovers a soundboard.
Just discovers...
Check it out, link below. Is it link below? Can you do that?
Just scroll down.
Give it a search.
Give it a search.
You'll find us on the front page anyway. Don't worry about it.
Optimistic. Aiden the Optimistic.
That's a difference.
That's not true. Round one.
Not true. Never.
Round one is going to be, so many people have done this, is like guess the missing word out of the news headline.
Easy.
Easy peasy. You guys are so up to date with news, aren't you?
We are learned historians of news.
Yep. Well, this is current news this week. So I'm,
Shit.
I've been working from the 1800s. This first one's from the BBC, and I'm gonna keep going back and forth between the two of you. Now, obviously, we need to decide who starts.
Yeah, who goes first?
Or is this already pre-decided?
It isn't pre-decided this time, so I have a coin.
He has a coin.
So, someone say heads.
Wait, does it have... Tails. Hold on. It's not Harvey Dent, this. Are you on both?
Tails.
Harvey Dent.
Saying tails.
So I'm tails.
Or heads. What am I gonna say?
Say the side.
You're tails.
What?
It's heads. You get
no,
to decide.
I didn't get to see it. You didn't even show it.
Look.
Yeah, you can
it's
say
heads.
That it is now.
It's heads.
You just put it back. I'll
heads.
Just take your word for it. It just seems awful.
So you get to decide who goes first.
Every single
he
time.
Doesn't, does he?
I'll still lose. So
Tom.
That's I'm fine with it.
Do you want to start with Aiden or? You get to decide.
Yeah, I'll start. I'm going to have confidence in this one. Nah. Fuck it.
You're trying to guess first the word.
Why did I do this?
That's missing. Can blank. Keep kids away from knives. Can blank keep kids away from knives? This was on the BBC.
Fruit.
Can fruit keep kids away from knives? Aiden.
Games.
Can
video
games? No. It's a form of exercise.
Walking.
And what you can do on that exercise tool.
It's an action when you're cycling. So on a bike.
Can blank keep kids away from knives?
What?
You literally don't even have to think.
But what do you do when you're on a bike? Like,
oh, I don't know. What can you do when you're on a bike? Maybe push the pedals around a little bit.
What? I don't.
Or do you mean...
Doing something on a bike, could that keep kids away from knives?
Traveling.
Can traveling keep kids away from knives? No, Aiden.
Cycling.
Nope.
Wait, what?
It's a form of...
Pedalling?
Are you saying pedalling?
Yeah.
Nope.
Wheelie. Can pop in sick wheelies.
Is wheelie a word?
Wheelie, yeah. Wheelies, wheelie.
You got it right.
What? Shut up. Wheelies.
Can wheelies keep kids away from knives? It's a new movement in Bristol. It's encouraging youths to take the saddle and stay out of trouble.
That's a really good idea. Wheelie.
Yeah, you had the upper hand.
I'm okay.
I think Tom's too tired to get it.
Come on, break it off.
Get on your bike and fucking jump off.
Oh my god. Well done, Aiden's first point.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
It's all downhill.
Tom isn't clapping.
Downhill, he's involved. Cycling.
I'm always involved.
Come on, be the bigger Will.
I've peaked. What did you say?
Nothing. Next one, round two.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one.
Clapping.
Stop clapping.
Round two, Urban Dictionary. Guys, we did this one on UF Radio.
I like this one.
Yeah, man.
You like this one. It's what was? Do you remember the word that I picked for you guys?
I was so happy I got it.
Oh, it was checkmate. And what was that one again?
So it's when if you're a male, you'll understand this. When you're in there's a row of five urinals, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So obviously you go to the end one. Then someone will either go to the other end one or the middle one.
Yeah.
And then eventually, if you're all still weeing at the same time, there'll be a one between you at all times. Being checkmate, it means you have to pee between two people. There's no other way around it.
Checkmate,
checkmate. Yeah.
Checkmate.
So Aiden's
next time I have to do it, I'm just going to scream, checkmate.
Checkmate.
And then
The guys turn around.
Probably you do the awkward thing where you try and wee, but you can't because there's someone next to you.
So you're just kind of looking up.
Yeah. You wait for everyone to leave. So
and the guy hears, he goes up to wash his hands, and then you start weeing. It's like, and then he walks back and you start weeing.
I just feel so much pressure.
Yeah, do you read the, you know, like the erectile dysfunction signs?
I mean, sometimes. What else am I going to do?
That's what I do.
So obviously Aidan won the last Urban Dictionary
obviously.
With
obviously.
No, from his Tom, I'm sorry. So this one, round two Urban Dictionary. The word is, or the phrase, auto-erect. Auto-erect.
Auto-erect. Auto-correct.
This isn't the rhyming.
Try and rhyme the word.
Brainstorming. Oh, yeah.
For the people that don't know, you have to try and guess what this word means on Urban Dictionary.
Not the Oxford English Dictionary.
Not the Oxford English.
Something completely ridiculous.
Is it a case of...
Don't be saying these out loud.
This isn't the final one.
It's the final one.
Yeah, man. Okay, so just get off my ballsack. Right. Is it a case of... You're right, then.
Yeah, I was just drinking at the time.
Okay. Right, so with a female... Is it a case of, right, so you're a guy with a female. Is it a case of you automatically, I'm going to go simple, automatically becoming erect after a certain situation, event, or?
Incorrect, Aiden.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go similar train of thought.
Oh, he's taking a train.
Taking you back to high school, boys.
Good times.
Yeah, until you pop a boner every 2 seconds.
No,
is it to do with that? So whenever you're like, when you're at the age of sort of like 13, 14, you know, a bit breezy outside, you're like, oh, there it is. You've got a boner again.
Is that your final one?
Yeah, and you've got to strap it in your waistband. No? Okay.
Auto erect.
You know, I didn't learn the waistband trick until probably a few years ago.
Yeah, I didn't use the waistband trick. I always tucked it to the left.
No,
but then it's like...
didn't realise I was walking around
all confidently, I'm tucked.
Yeah, so
completely discreet.
I put my hand in my pocket to like, pinch it to my thigh.
Yeah.
Nice.
But then I'd just be like, oh, it's the cool kid that walks around with one hand in his pocket.
But you're actually just...
Hey, he's touching
really,
his dick!
Yeah, really, little did I know.
Aiden's got a boner again! Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
The worst one.
Oh my god, they know my name!
PE. That was the worst one.
Oh, the shorts.
Yeah. With the shorts.
Yeah.
No, mine was
and there was
the
no reason for it. You'd be sitting down, cross-legged teachers explaining the game, what you're going to be doing, and then just as she's sort of wrapping up, you're like, oh no. No. And then you have to just kind of stand up really slowly, so everyone
just
else
like,
is
like, oh, limbering up.
Or like this.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
Gonna head off to the changing room now.
See you later, lads.
Catch you later.
It was the worst.
Just fucking roll out.
Mine was walking to assembly. That was the worst one.
It's alright though, once you're in, because you can sit down.
Yeah, you can file in behind everyone.
Yeah, but you got to sit
down. Or don't.
What?
Or don't. Just don't get too close to the person in front of you. What's that?
Trying to hide it.
Well, he's not crossing, man. Nothing. Just keep walking. Just nestle your
just
penis.
Wear your back
between there.
Just wear your backpack back to front.
How can you pull that off down
risky,
there?
You wouldn't. You'd just get rinsed.
You would be.
If you were like, oh, I got savaged to have my bike helmet strapped to my bag.
So, I still do that.
Exactly. I got savaged for it, and then I just didn't wear a helmet.
Auto erect.
Oh, auto erect.
God, where were we? Is it my guy?
Auto erect.
I have an answer.
I think Aiden might. Go. He might have it. So you've got to snatch it right now.
I never can. What's going on? He's warming up for a slap. Aiden says he has the answer, but like every time he's
mind
being,
games.
He's just being wrong.
Cycling, no. What?
I said cycling.
Bobbing a wheelie.
Yes. Oh.
That's my stupid answer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
Yes. So falling into place.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it.
Yep.
Maybe I've gone down that route too far. Maybe I need to pull it back and go down.
Welcome to Thoughts with Tom.
This is just your inner monologue.
It's chaotic.
You can hear.
Maybe I've gone too far.
It's chaotic. It's really bad.
Auto-erect.
It sounds like a good discount tyre company.
Oh my god!
Not
close. Shit. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It includes being sexual.
I've got
Mate,
it.
Is it to do
I've
with sexting?
It.
I can't say yes or no. You
probably means it's a yes.
Don't lead me down the wrong path. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Okay.
I think, okay. Wait, you didn't even have a guess, did you?
Well, kind of.
Passing that as an attempt? Okay, I'm going to say it's a play on both the sexual bit and the autocorrect bit. For example, you have autocorrect in normal conversations, but you know, like, you see, like, the send bobs instead of boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Bobs and Vergonna. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a case of the autoerect. Bobs, you mean boobs.
Oh, so it's when you mean something sexual, but it comes out
Yeah, it comes out as something else, and it's like, what the... I really want to duck you so hard right now.
Yeah.
Auto-erected.
You've got it, but not the right way around. Right, shall I give you the example?
We're going to need to at this point, mate.
I'm so excited to be eating dick tonight. Duck, I mean duck. What an auto-erect.
Okay.
So, it's sending it to your, like, family, relatives.
I'm just going to do it. Right.
No points given out this round.
Auto-erect is when an autocorrect chooses a naughty version of a word that you misspelt. Duck got autocorrected to dick. Eating some juicy dick instead of juicy duck.
I am terrible.
Okay, fair enough. I was close, I'll take that.
Half points. We're currently 8 and 1 point. Tom, 0 points.
Oh, wait, what? God. I didn't.
The next one. Convenient. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna give out 2 points for this one, because this is gonna be a difficult one. This one's round three. This is a more improv.
Okay, this is going to be really hard.
Improv, I'm going to give you a name of a celebrity.
Right. Can I just add before this, Josh and Tom both have acting backgrounds.
Oh, come on, I do not have an acting
Yes, you do. You were in the Rock Challenge. Just a little bit.
I'm going to give you an actor's name, or an actor or an actress's name, a genre, and then I'm about to randomise, using a random generator, a random object, and then that object... is going to be included in those three examples, in those three things, and then you guys are going to have to sell me a plot for that story.
Oh, right. Okay.
No worries.
So the random object is a cat.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Nice, my boy.
Horror genre. Object is a cat.
Aiden, have you got one?
Possibly. Crosses. The cat is very loosely involved in that plot.
The cat is the main character in my one.
Okay. Tom, go ahead.
A cat is a stunt cat. Right, so it gets cast in films because it's obviously used as a cat.
So the film's about a cat that gets cast in films?
Well, no, the film's just... In theory.
Oh, is the cat just the stunt...
Okay. Yeah, basically.
So this isn't even about the stunt
It's not a stunt done before Tom Cruise.
No. Okay. That'd be ridiculous. and then it finds out... It has to do a scene with Tom Cruise, who is obviously famous for wanting to do one of his own stunts.
Oh, of course.
Right, and then so the cat's like, oh, this is going to be terrible. Yeah. This is going to be horrific. And then it begins, and some sort of accident happens. And then they both enter, or Tom Cruise enters his Scientology perfect world, which turns out to be hell. And then the cat comes with, because they were involved in the accident together. And then it's up to the cat to try and escape this living hell. And then Tom Cruise realises it's also a living hell. And it's also really horrific, full of nightmarish stuff, this Scientology stuff. They both have to escape. And then in the end, Tom Cruise sacrifices himself for the cat to get away. But they have a really terrifying time.
Given the end of the movie.
Right? I thought that's what it was supposed to do.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. You can give it the entire plot away.
Anyway, that's my one. I think that's great.
Okay. It's mostly made up right now.
I mean, it's supposed to be made
up. It's not real.
So, there's a cat shelter that closes down. Right?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is just your standard 9-5, you know, works hard, gets results, gets it done sort of guy. Do-gooder. And there's this one cat that doesn't get adopted and no one knows why. So it's kind of left to the streets. And it keeps sort of lingering at Tom Cruise's house, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh, I got the space, I'll let it in. He looks at him, looks after it.
It's John Wick.
But when... It's not John Wick!
It's John
Wick. When it keeps like bringing in dead like mice, birds and all that. And it even pushes Tom Cruise to the point of, you know what, he kicks it out. I've had enough. I see why no one wanted you. I've had enough.
Yeah?
Never sees the cat again, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, I've missed out a really pivotal plot point here. So he doesn't really treat the cat too well. He just kind of does what he needs to. You know, it's not important. Doesn't give it love, nothing like that. Turns out the cat was cursed the whole time.
Yeah.
So what is done to the cat reflects on what he gets.
Yeah.
So at work, he's doing his best, but no one wants to know. The cat brought him all this stuff. He's like, oh, punishing it, whatever. Doesn't want to know.
And then from that point on, everything's out of Tom Cruise's control, and he's like the puppet of his reflection of how he treated that cat. Does that make sense?
I think it sounds like something like Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, it does. It does. I didn't even realise that. He mistreated the cat. It was cursed cat.
Okay, the results are in.
Sorry, guys. I'm just going to apologise now.
I'm going to say, obviously, you get 2 points for this because this is the final round.
Wait, who does?
I haven't decided it yet. Aiden gave me a better narrative to what I thought he was going to give me.
I agree.
Tom gave me a detailed one. You get points for matching what they are. Tom Cruise, you didn't really mention any of his classic actor attributes, such as the fast running or anything, which you kind of get more points to kind of like make the objects more relevant.
Tom Cruise in there.
Tom made the cat into an actual figure, which maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden treated it as a cat. Mm-hmm. Horror, kind of get how yours could be horror, but also comedy because it's a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Thomas's could be a horror.
Scientology, man, it's crazy.
So because of that, only just, I'm going to give Tom 2 points.
Oh,
and that brings us onto the bonus round.
Whoa. Oh my god, so we're at a tie.
You're at a tie, 2-2.
Damn. Yeah, man.
For this one, you only get 1 point.
All right.
Wouldn't matter. It's the winning point.
Yeah.
We are going to take it from round two, Urban Dictionary. I found an Urban Dictionary.
I'm not good at this.
The word is, the phrase is, waffle crapper.
What?
Waffle crapper.
Waffle crapper.
Is it one word?
Two words.
Got it.
Do we get... No, what?
I've got it.
Go on, you go first.
No, you go first.
Tom, we have to go first.
Sorry, it's the rules.
Waffle crapper.
Oh, I've just seen it is one word, actually.
News in.
Yeah, just then.
I'm playing a bit of a risky one, is my answer, but I think I've got it.
Okay, I will give you a phrase that won't really help, but it'll make sense.
Nah, don't give him a phrase.
Yeah. No, okay.
First round, no
Person
phrase.
A. Person A, dude, you just spilled your coffee all over me. Person 2, sorry, man, I was checking out that waffle crapper. I thought that might kind of help.
Yeah, I was in the complete wrong ballpark.
Hey, Aiden, wait, what's Tom thinks? Tell us what you
So thought. My one is a bit of a gamble, I guess. Well, clearly, it didn't pay off. So a waffle crapper, if you waffle a lot, there's a lot of filler, not a lot of... You know, you talk or you write just That's a little bit too good. Much. And crapper, being a polite way of saying... He chats so much shit.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going for it means ass.
So you're saying person B, sorry man, I was checking out that ass.
Yeah.
Awful crapper.
Yeah.
Ass. I get where you're going with that. Incorrect.
Shit.
Oh man, Aiden. See, that was what I was going to go for. Because waffle being like sweet and nice. Crapper, I guess, is a really disgusting.
Ass. Check out that crapper.
Check out that shit producer.
Next quote.
Hint.
Yeah, far away.
Person A. Dude, check out that woman picking her nose. Person B, yeah, man, that's a total waffle crapper, so it doesn't matter.
What? Wait.
Oh.
It means munter, doesn't it? It means someone really unattractive.
So is that your guess?
Oh, I suppose it's got to be, isn't it?
You're saying it like an unattractive person.
Yeah, we'll stick with it.
Aiden.
I'd say it's the opposite.
You're saying a really
hot person. I'd say, it doesn't matter that she's picking her nose.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got a nice face.
Yeah.
Waffle crapper. I'd say it's someone who's attractive.
Aiden's right.
What? How does that...
Definition, an extremely hot woman, so hot she could do anything gross and it wouldn't matter.
Should have gone for that.
Waffle...
She could do anything gross and it wouldn't matter, yeah. I'm giving you that.
Aiden. Yeah. Well done.
Aiden's the winner. Well done.
Sort of went off the bat,
Fair play.
Tough ones today, that was
tough.
Tough ones.
Tough rounds.
So, obviously...
I lose again.
Well, Tom, this is a whole new season. This isn't I'll Be Damned, the Radio Eurasia show.
For the first time.
Which you should check out.
Yeah, for only the first time, Tom. What's your lose rate? 100%.
Yes.
Wait, Tom, how many games have you lost? One.
One.
And Aiden, how many games have you won?
One.
So, look, this is still like starting foundations.
My KD is pretty poor right now.
Anything could happen in the next episode. The winner of this gets a title, which I'm about to randomly generate.
It's terrible. Waffle crapper.
So it's going to be Aiden the pregnant.
Well, after Christmas.
Aiden the pregnant.
Oh, I'm so
Aiden,
sorry.
That's your first phrase.
That's not too bad, though.
That's not too bad. It could have been a lot worse. Aiden, well done. You won the phrase, Aiden the pregnant.
And I'm just Tom.
You're just Tom so far. Sorry, Tom.
If Tom wins next week.
Good fighting, Tom.
And he gets the adjective.
Yeah.
What then happens to mine?
I mean, you'll still be called that in the next episode, so then you'll both have titles.
So we're always going to have
but
titles.
But Tom will be the reigning champion. GG, Aiden the pregnant, and Tom.
GG, lads.
Aiden, how do you like your phrase?
Fitting at the moment.
Oh, no.
Fat boy after Christmas.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Our first official episode of Having Words. Guys, we did it.
We did it. Well done, team.
We gone done Boys. Done it.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Different to radioing?
Feel like a waffle crapper.
It's hot. Nice. You look like a dick.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
It's very different.
Very it's different to radio. Different. Guys, check out our socials. I'm at Joshua Martell on Instagram.
Oh, I am at Aiden Hagger, Instagram.
I'm just Tom Gower. Like, you don't need to follow me on anything. Not really bothered.
You literally said, yeah, no, I'm not bothered, but I'll give it a go.
Also, we are on Facebook at Having Words Podcast. We do have an email if you want to email us in any questions. Ideally, we would love in the future, if we ever generate an audience, to have a kind of advice section, because the three of us, we have very different opinions and different experiences throughout life that we can kind of share and like project our thoughts onto the young or the old or whoever emails in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. Any shout outs?
My mum. It's gotta be the mum.
It's always your mum.
You know what, this week I'm gonna shout out your mum as well.
Shall I join in?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aiden's
mum. I bet you don't Aiden's even mum. Know what her name is.
Yes, okay, that's all we have time for.
It's not.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to share our podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, preferably just your friends. And leave a rating and review on iTunes, because that would really help us. This was our first official episode of Having Words, and we had great fun making it. It's going to take a few episodes for us to find our feet and really home in on one topic or theme for our podcast. As mentioned, you can find us on Facebook at Having Words Podcast. You can also email us in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. We hope you enjoy the content to come. We are always trying to improve ourselves and make ourselves better. So like I said, email us in or let us know what you enjoy or what you don't enjoy. Once again, thank you ever so much for listening. We really appreciate it and look forward to creating a lot more interesting content.